One old boy, though, the story didn't end before. It's working with the song. I can't find it anywhere. What record is it on? So I'm going to put it on every record that I've ever. So even the people that burnt brain cells with me can find it. Did you top that?
Yeah!
Shot and gone to die.
treetop high. A treetop high. A treetop high. Seven, four,
That's great.
And I really liked this song, so I got frustrated, and a couple of years ago, or not, you know, I sat down and just wrote the rest of it the way I thought it should go. So basically what we have here is a bullshit 300-year-old song. I lost my eyes in a blacksmith shop in 1756. Working on a cheap lamp that was in need of fix. Down from the tunnels, and there I concealed my girl. I have a black pillar up on my home.
Sightless, my journey set me free.
am a blind veteran, but now I truly see. I lost my sight some years ago. I'm settled in my world. A neighbor comes to tell me there's a woman and a girl. Traveled from the east alone and asking after me. I am a blind fiddler and now I've been set free. I am a blind fiddler and now I finally see.
Thank you.
Disometer. I wrote this song many years ago when I basically took my first hit record to England, and I inherited this gardener that got this house through. Peter Sellers gave it, sold it to Ringo Starr, sold it to me, and all through it I inherited this gardener. And if anybody ever saw the movie Being There, that's what Peter Sellers was playing. And it was exactly what the guy was like, except for the clothes, of course. Before I forget, speaking of gardens, I was on the internet and I discovered the ExxonMobil, marketing plan for 2008. Don't you want to know how it goes? They're going to let, basically, gas prices go up until we start, chopping down the gas stations, and then they're going to convert to the metric system. Because nobody knows how much a fucking liter is. So if they charge $4, they're going to go, oh, liter! Anyway, this is for John. God bless him.
And I'll do anything I got to do.
keep on singing the blues. If I can't stay here, Johnny's coming.
Buried in the ground.
In other news, the Supreme Court basically overthrew Brown versus Board of Education today. Actually, that made it okay to segregate the school. But of course, the important thing is that Paris is out of jail. Are we fucked up or what? Of these little tours that I do, you know, by myself, which actually I hope will get just a little bigger, and, you know, because I really actually almost prefer this, I can actually talk.
Yeah!
Well, Crosby isn't here, so someone else gets to. Not a matter what it is. To the local press, you know, and call them up and explain why anybody should give a shit that I'm coming. I was having a conversation with this woman from a paper in a fairly medium-sized city in LaSalle. And we were to have a wonderful long conversation about children and, you know, how nasty it was being a grandpa and a father at the same time. I am qualified for the Roseanne Barr White Dress Club. My youngest son is 6 months older than my granddaughter. That's it, I promise. Anyway, we were talking along, and we were doing fine until she asked me the following question. So, you know them songs that you have that you don't have all that harmony on them? What happens to them when the other two ain't there? So, in that regard, I have the following.
And after that key to your heart,
Change my life, make it. Thank you.
this town entertained for about 5 years without antics. Just talking about the shit that we pulled. Why aren't we dead? How many times did we drive up that mountain? Not something you'd be amazing. I didn't become one with it. Anyway, everybody gets to be young once. I haven't done it for a few years. Just bullshitting while I catch my breath, okay?
Yeah.
So I just graduated my middle daughter from high school. And I actually said to Kristen, you know, honey, if I hadn't met you, the sign would be in front of the house tomorrow. But I have these lovely two new boys. Anyway, this is for the children and for any parent in the audience. It's a wounded world. Thank you. ones up here are sounding like the adults in all the Peanuts cartoons. And I don't know that one. I have a note here to remind myself to breathe before this ring. Remember what key it's in.
Goodbye. Yeah. Thank you.
one's called the Incontinentals. It's the worst joke I ever. But you know how this thing goes. And there's a road in the distant and he goes back with the and if you can't be with the one you love, we'll be right back. Mr. Kenny Passarello. Vitality.
Thank you. Oh,